I promised myself 12 months ago that I wouldn't drink again.
G'day, welcome back to Still Not Drunk, the podcast about drinking hosted by a comedian who doesn't drink. That's me. I'm Aidan Jones. Hope you guys are doing good, man. Today on the podcast, we got Prue Blake. And, you know what? I'll let you in on, I just recorded this already and now I'm recording it again. It's fine. If anything, I think this will probably be better because I've had one go to practice it, but I'm angry and I'm upset. How much do you hate that? You do a thing and you're like, it's done. And then I went to check my phone and I was like, oh, sick. I didn't press record on my phone, so I don't have the video. Boo. Anyway, we got Prue Blake on the podcast. I'm coming to you from Athens today, the hostel room in Athens where I'm staying at. And man, it's been like, honestly, I've committed to a lot of podcasting with this two a week. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep it up. But the positive for this last week is it's like making these podcasts has taken my mind off of the fact that I haven't had my bags because they got lost by the airline. So fucking frustrating. But they're coming. They're going to arrive in Athens. They finally sent them for Friday. So today I went round Athens and picked up because the airline have agreed to pay for all of my clothes that I didn't have because they didn't have my bag. So I just went round and bought a bunch of stuff. And I guess like I'll talk about the drink that we drank in a little bit and the story behind it. But what I was thinking today was like, you know, I don't drink. And for the last week or so, I've been under this stress of not having my bag. And it's like I've been in Iceland at the Reykjavik Fringe, hanging out with all the other artists, partying till late in the night. Iceland doesn't have a night, but whatever. Late in the fucking extended twilight. And everyone else is drinking and I don't drink. But I need a thing. I can't. Even the alcohol-free drinks, I was trying to save money, I guess, so I didn't want to buy too many of them. So I was just scabbing cigarettes off of someone who I met. And now I'm in Athens and I'm thinking about, like, after I record this and put it together and upload it, I'm going to go onto the rooftop of the hostel where I'm at because they've got a bar up there and I'm hopefully going to meet some people and hang out. And I could drink an alcohol-free drink, but I don't know, I feel like I want something. I'm going to go buy some cigarettes is what I'm going to do because I've had a lovely day today. Cruising around, buying, like I bought some shorts, I bought some shirts, I bought some fucking sandals. I'm in Athens, I'm a philosopher, you know, having coffees, having pizza. And the whole time I'm just like, you know, it would really set this off, a nice, nutritious cigarette. And I guess that's something that I've never really had the biggest problem with because I go for weeks at a time without smoking. Whereas with drinking, I would just turn into a fuckhead. I couldn't do it, you know? So like, maybe in a way, the smoking on in a moment like this when like a drink would be nice to celebrate the moment and accentuate the moment, but I don't drink, so I can't do that. So I need something to accentuate the moment. So cigarettes from time to time kind of take that place. Does that make me a bad sober person? I don't know. I mean, who fucking cares? I hate all of that shit. Oh, that's not real sobriety. It's like, who cares? Shut up. I'm doing the things that I want to do. Anyway, who are you arguing against, Aidan? The people in my head. Today on the podcast, we got Prue Blake, good friend, great comic coming out of Melbourne. And this year was her debut show. It was called Unfriended. And we talk a bit about it in the show. We talk about how it's like the end of a friendship, like a friendship breakup that she had at the end of high school. And super juicy goss in the episode. Unbelievably juicy goss. Is it goss when it's not about you or when it's not about people you know? I mean, it's her personal goss. It just is a very personal and like, you know, the end of a friendship is just like rife with bitterness and little small grievances. And that's if that's not gossip, I don't know what the fuck is, right? Prue is always someone who's ready with some gossip. She's always got great stories, little gossipy stories about other people in comedy or whatever, which is just sick because like, you know, then it distracts you from talking about your real problems, right? I want to hear about what some fuckhead did that I can judge and go, yeah, because then that allows me to not talk about the ways that I'm a dickhead, which is great. But what we found out on this episode, apart from the, you know, gossip, engaging in gossip, which I think is like smoking, it's a healthy vice. But other than that, Prue is one of the most well-adjusted people, probably the most well-adjusted person I've had on the podcast so far, I reckon. We talk about her relationship. We talk about her family. And at every turn, I felt like I was trying to lead us down the path to be like, are you fucked up in this way or in this way or in this way? And every direction we went, it was like, nah, normal, normal, well-adjusted, normal. And eventually I just gave up. And she was like, you know what? I feel so much better about my relationship with alcohol after this chat. So anyway, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Whatever. The sponsor for this week on the podcast is, as always, anadrinks.com.au. If you're in Australia, that is your go-to platform for any alcohol-free drinks that you want to buy. They deliver Australia-wide. They've got everything, beers, wines, spirits. This week, the drink was the Yes You Can alcohol-free spritz, which is awesome. It was really tasty. Loved it. I mean, it made me a bit burpy. The alcohol-free spritzes, a lot of carbon. Is that what it is? It's a lot of stuff. I was getting a bit gazy, but tasted good, man. And I looked up the store. I've got to start interviewing people from the industry, man. When I get back to Australia, I'm going to start interviewing some of the people who make these drinks because Yes You Can was started by this guy, Tyler Martin, I read on the website, who was training for the Olympics, an Olympic athlete. And he wanted to spend a bit of time with his friends while training, but he didn't want to be hungover because he was training and he didn't have a go-to drink that he could have. And then his partner got pregnant, same thing, didn't have a drink. So they started this company. And that right there is a sick story. The dude went to the fucking Olympics. I want to talk to that guy. Do you know what I mean? I feel like on the podcast, I want to talk to people and have drinking be like a part of it, like it is in your life. Even if you don't drink or you drink, it's not the defining characteristic of your whole being. It's just a part of who you are. And like this guy, I want to ask this dude about fucking going to the Olympics, man. That sounds sick. And then I want to ask him about founding an alcohol-free drinks company. And I want to ask his partner about having a kid and all this stuff, you know? I'm so excited to talk to more people. And as I burn through all of these old interviews and start thinking about who I want to talk to in the future, I'm super excited for where we're going with it. So thank you guys for being here. I appreciate you listening. If you're liking the podcast, please 5 stars, Apple, iTunes, or wherever you're listening. Still Not Drunk Pod on Instagram. And chuck it some of the reels. Chuck a reel up on your fucking stories, man. Share it with a friend. Do whatever. I would love to get more people listening to this, especially through July as I fucking ruin my holiday by committing to an unrealistic podcast release schedule. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed this chat. Thank you very much for listening. And now here is me talking to a great friend, a great comic. No.
Okay,
I mean, no. We're drinking these alcohol-free Bevs.
Great.
But that's what I'm like, that's fucking what, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I was like, I did drive, so.
No. I don't drink. Yeah. So like, we don't.
Because you know, there's a few podcasts where they're like, oh, throw back like 10 shots and then we'll ask you questions.
Yeah.
And you're like, have I got myself into something?
Dude. Okay. So I had Steph Broadbridge on the other day. We recorded one. I don't know when these are coming out. So what order, but she was saying about how she did a thing. Have you seen this?
Oh, I saw her post about it.
Yeah. The don't.
Yeah.
Laugh thing.
Yeah.
And she got pilloried online because she didn't laugh. And then everyone was like, look at this woman, not funny, blah, blah, blah. But the whole thing was other person tells you a joke and you don't laugh. And it was 10 a.m. and they were doing 10 shots of vodka.
And there were bad, like dad jokes, right? Yeah. You know, I wouldn't laugh at any of them.
And she was going like, I also just don't want to ruin my whole fucking day, you know?
She's not a big drinker.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who's going to drink 10 shots? You have to be a psycho.
Yeah. That's especially for a free podcast. Yeah, like, I assume it wasn't paid or it was like $100.
Yeah, fuck
I can't.
That. So, no, I would. I hope that I would have told you if we were drinking, but then again.
Yeah, I wasn't.
We're not drinking, but we are doing meth today. We're going to smoke a bit of meth.
I was like, classic Aiden. I should have bailed like everyone else.
Yeah. Man, how's your festival going?
Yeah, festival's been really nice. Mm-hmm. I think it's my first time doing the full month on my own. And last night maybe hit a bit of a mid-run wall where you're like, I can't tell if the audience are just not enjoying it that much or if I'm just bored of saying the same thing.
Man, I had that the other night, like maybe for 3 nights in a row, the shows were like on a decreasing scale of good, just like good, fine, passable.
Yeah.
And you're like, do I like this still? Yeah.
I'm like, I've got to find a way. I've got to like add in some new bits or something and just keep it fresh.
I normally at that point start like yelling at myself on stage. Yeah. That's when I start going like, they don't laugh. And I'm like, Aiden, you're a fucking idiot to be like, so that they at least know that something is happening in front
of them. What I've been doing is just doing the show faster and faster. Get out of here.
You guys are paid. I'm here. We all want to go
home. We're getting it. We're doing it.
That's hilarious, man. Do you like the show?
I think it's been
Are we
way too loud?
No, I think I turned you up too high. That's all right. That was
my
fault.
I do have a loud laugh.
I
like doing the show and it's worked every night. I haven't had to do an hour of dead eyes through no laughs or anything.
Okay,
they laugh
that's
at
sick.
All the
main
punchlines. Sometimes they really come along for the ride and sometimes they don't. But they're always laughing at the big ones.
Yeah. Okay, sick.
Which is what I want. And I think it's a nice show.
Yeah. What time are you again?
7:40.
Yeah, I'm going to see it at some point, man.
Come see
I'm,
it.
Can't
it's
wait.
Pretty, yeah. It's been fun.
I had a weird one the other day. I had 50-ish-year-olds from the Northern Rivers, very kind. They came in and they were like, we thought we'd take a punt on you. And they sat six right across the front and they were just a wall of indifference for the whole show, man. Well, and I don't even know that – I think they did like it because when they left, they all shook my hand and they weren't like averting eye contact, you know.
This has been a game changer for me because I've started – saying thank you to people at the door as they leave and not just going off stage and hiding while they file out. Yeah. And it changes your whole perspective of the show because even a show that I thought was pretty like ho-hum, they all walk out and they're like, I loved it. Thank you so much. And like, I was obsessed with you the whole show. You were stony faced. You never made any sort of, I thought this person's hating it.
That's so funny.
And then they're like,
man.
There was this older woman that came and she gave me nothing the whole time. And then when she left, she like grabbed my arm and she's like, that was incredible. You're so amazing.
That's
I really
wonderful.
Loved it. And I'm like, man, I would have hated you for weeks if I hadn't come to the door and just totally changed my perspective.
Totally, man. That's it. Yeah, because it's like you forget that they're people as well and they just saw a show and like...
Oh, and sometimes you just don't have the energy to be a big reactor.
Yeah. Well, what we're going to do, I guess I can ask you, have you had any big nights at Festival Club? That'll segue us into the
drinks. I haven't really had a big night
at
Festival Club.
Are you a big drinker?
I'm not a huge I like alcohol. I like the taste of alcohol, but I've always been able to kind of stop myself. Like at the point where I'm kind of tipping over into, I guess, fun drunk.
Yeah, I've never really seen you. I don't have an image of you in my mind like lit up.
Absolutely.
No. It doesn't seem like you're
losing
vibe.
Control. Yeah.
That's a really funny way to put it. She's lost control.
Yeah, she's she ain't in charge anymore. Yeah, it's not ever really been. It's actually a theme that's come out in my show a little bit that it's not ever really been my thing.
Oh, really? But like, drinking period, that's just like...
But I love like wine and I find wine really interesting.
How
is
that
tied
into the show?
Well, I just talk about a big friendship breakup I had at schoolies and how we all arrived. And I think my friends, I'd introduce them to drinking and partying, but I was just over it almost immediately. And so they came to schoolies and I think they expected it to be... like a wild time.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I've got 2 bottles of Riesling. Nice. Let's sit back, have a
goss.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to be like a middle-aged woman with my shardy.
At 18.
Like,
or 17.
At 18.
Or whatever.
Yeah. That's what I've always wanted to be.
I totally want to hear more about this. Let's crack these drinks open. What we've got today is, yes, you can, alcohol-free spritz. By the way, I want you to give us an honest opinion. You don't have to form it right away, but at some point, if you don't like, I feel like people are scared to say if they don't like it. So I should like, if you don't like it, you're allowed to not like it.
I think a spritz is kind of risky because they're bitter anyway. So
You know what? I actually like that. It's like a lemon lime bitters.
I would say nicer than an alcoholic spritz.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, it's like actually just a soft drink.
Yeah.
Like a lemon limes and bitters. A little bit grown up on the back of the palate.
I do want to give a shout out before we continue to our sponsor, ANA Drinks. They are an alcohol-free drink store. Go online, anadrinks.com.au. They deliver all over Australia. They have any alcohol-free drinks that you can think of. They rock. Big shout out to
them.
This
is really nice. Have you ever had, I was having it when I was doing my shows in Perth, the Lyrebird non-alcoholic spritz?
No, I've had Lyre's like malt whiskey.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
It might be the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
This one, it was incredible because it tasted exactly like a spritz. Uh-huh. Like really bitter on the back of the tongue, and it felt like alcohol, and it felt like such a hack for performing because I like to have one drink to kind of loosen up before a show.
Totally.
But I also like to stay sharp.
Yes.
And this kind of gave me the best of both worlds because I felt relaxed as if I'd had a drink.
Totally.
But I was still mentally like sharp.
Man, that's the whole thing with alcohol-free drinks for me. I did a sponsorship deal with the festival with Plus and Minus who do the alcohol-free wine and they have canned ones like this and I have one every night and it's exactly that. It's just a little thing. Makes me feel like a big boy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm having a drink.
And a bit of a pre-show ritual.
Yes.
You're kind of okay, I'm getting into show mode.
And you can't, for whatever reason, just having a Coke doesn't feel like a ritual, you know?
No.
It's a Coke.
Although my ritual for this year's run has been so stupid. I have, do you know those Starburst lollies that are like the chewy ones
that are
in the wrapper?
Yep.
I have one of those
right
before my show.
Get a bunch of stuff in your teeth before you're ready to talk to people.
But I think there's something about like a sour lolly is meant to help with anxiety.
Oh, really?
And I think there's something about the citric acid or whatever it is that stops my mouth from getting dry from being nervous.
That's
fascinating. So then I don't feel like I need to like chug water.
Yeah, totally.
To keep talking for the hour.
Okay. So you'll do that just before you go on stage?
I'll do it. I kind of do it like 10 minutes before because, so time to pick it out of the tiff. That's what I do back behind the curtain.
Man, my pre-show ritual is this is actually going to sound really lame and earnest, which maybe that's my brand. I say a mantra. I say, have fun, slow down, be in the moment, have fun.
Really?
That's my little mantra to myself.
That's
I try and take a breath and say one of each and then go on.
Yeah. Nice. I don't do that. sometimes I'm like just texting.
That's a nice ritual. I just go to someone, don't you hate this person? And then turn my phone on airplane mode and go on stage.
Yeah, okay. I'll get back to this.
So you grew up in Brizzy, hey?
Brisbane.
Because I want to talk about, did you do schoolies in the Gold Coast?
No, I wasn't allowed
to do
the Gold Coast.
Yeah, where did you do schoolies?
I had booked to go in Byron Bay and I thought this will be great. You know, Byron Bay, there'll be stuff going on the beach. It's not Gold Coast, but you would imagine it would still be kind of a hub for young teens.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, we can go to Nimbin if we get bored,
chicken
out, not buy any weed, come back.
Yes.
And I thought that'll be perfect.
Yeah.
But our booking got cancelled a week before we were meant to go. And so we ended up going to Mooloolaba.
Where's that?
It's just in the Sunshine Coast. It's like mostly a retirement community.
Yeah. Were there any other people there, like young people
No.
there? You was just you and your mates.
Yeah.
Did you book this?
Yeah.
Were you like the planning lady of your crew?
Yeah.
Right.
And it was like I had to hustle. And I talk about this in my show, but I had an enemy and we both shared the same group of friends. So I took half to my schoolies and she took half to her schoolies.
Oh.
And her schoolies was in Caloundra, which is really close to Caboolture. So my schoolies lasted 3 days and then everyone left and they went to her schoolies and I wasn't invited.
Oh.
And then I just went home.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then didn't talk to anyone high school again.
Ever?
No.
Oh my God.
It was like a big
crew,
bust
that's
up.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to them since?
No.
This is like 10 years ago?
10 years ago. Yeah, a bit more.
Oh, my God.
Maybe 13 years
ago.
This
is so dramatic. I love it.
It was really dramatic.
Goss heavy. Goss, this is what the show's about?
Yeah, the show. That's kind of the big friendship breakup I had where I lost all of my high school friends in one go.
Wow.
My boyfriend was there as well. We broke up.
Whoa.
We immediately got back together.
Okay, nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
What about your enemy?
My enemy, yeah.
I hope this isn't spilling the beans on the show. I mean, to be honest, this will come out after.
It'll come out afterwards. But yeah, so they all went to her schoolies and now they're all still friends hang out all the time.
Fuck.
Yeah. They're all still a group. But I say this in my show, you know, they all still live in Brisbane and they work, you know, very like corporate, normal jobs, and they're buying houses and they're getting married and they have dogs. Yep. And if that was me, I would be so fucking bored.
Right.
You know, it just would never, I would have fallen off anyway.
Yeah. The point is you're spinning it so that you actually won.
In the show, I think I still lose, but I mean, yeah, my enemy has been in the Olympics. So
wow.
Hard to compete.
Fuck. I love this.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first like times drinking?
Yeah, I remember.
You said you were over it pretty quick.
I was over it pretty quick, but in, I would say, year 9, year 10, so we were like 14, I remember going to New Zealand with my family. And when I got back, I had this group of friends. It was a different group to the schoolies group. And they were very cool. And there were Brittany, Carmen, and Thea.
Ooh,
and
cool name.
Right? That's Carmen, a cool girl group. Cool,
yeah.
Carmen's cool. And when I got back from New Zealand, we were all hanging out at Thea's house because her parents were both like neurosurgeons and like oncologists, so they were never home.
Okay, yeah, wow.
And so we're hanging out at her house, and then they're like, "Prue, we've decided that we're going to start drinking."
Whoa. Are these kids older?
No, we were all the same age. Right. And so, yeah, we got like a pack of cruisers and drank them in Thea's spa of her apartment.
A pack like one each?
One each.
One cruiser
yeah,
each?
Yeah, and we were like, this is incredible. Because they're so delicious as well.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we'd go to parties from then on.
And just you'd be like, what, having like cruisers every time?
Well, not cruisers. If we could get a hold of them. I mean, you have to hustle for alcohol when you're young.
Those things are pricey.
Those are pricey.
They're so pricey.
And I remember what I would do is, like, my mum wouldn't buy me alcohol. I know some people's parents would just buy them, like, a thing of cruisers and be like, well, then I know you're just going to have four drinks.
Yeah.
But my mum would just buy me, like, mixers, like a four-pack of soft drink. But there'd always be someone at the party that had just vodka.
Yes.
So I would just team up with them.
Did your mum know that you were doing that?
Nah.
Fuck, that's a weird move on your mum's part.
Yeah.
A four-pack of mixers.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, have a good time at the party. Here's fucking 2.5 liters of lemonade.
I think she was like, Prue's not drinking.
Oh, my God. That rocks. Man, I remember one was we had these guys, Sam and Tom Hannish, who went to another school. And they were twins, but not identical twins. And one of them, I think it was Tom, we were 15 and he looked like 23. He was just the hairiest dude. So we would send him into the bottle-o with like $150 to get booze for like 10 guys, you know?
Yeah.
And then the other one was also doing that. I remember going to my mate Tomo's 18th when I was like 16 and he bought me a 4-pack. He was like, he asked me, what do you want?
Yeah.
And I had got money off my mum for, I lied. And then I gave it to him and he got me 4 of those, you know, those Woody and Coke.
Yeah, Woodstocks.
Yeah, because I had the extra. It was like extra big can. You get like an extra 10%.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want that.
I remember doing a lot of at that age. Like you'd go to the bottle shop. Not at that age, you couldn't go to the bottle shop. But once you could, you'd go and you'd be like studying the back.
Totally.
Label.
Which one's the strongest?
How many standard drinks can you get for the prize?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Smirnoff double blacks.
Of course.
Yeah.
Did you do the Strawpedo?
No.
I keep asking people that question. I love this. Do you know what this is?
No, I've never heard of it.
Put a bendy straw in the top and then you bend it over the edge so it's like a snorkel.
Like a siphon.
And then you go and you can suck it all out because the air is displaced.
Oh.
So you can just neck the whole thing in one
go. I would have had to get my stomach pumped if I did one of those.
Yeah, we used to always do those, man. That's straw pedo is what we called it.
Those things would mess you up.
Yeah.
They hit like late too.
Yeah. And they kind of taste bad. They're like really sickly sweet, but you're like, dude, 1.9 standard drinks.
Yeah, gotta have it.
Yeah, you gotta have it.
Lemon Ruskies were my favorite.
Okay.
They were the best, I thought, because they would just kind of taste like Solo.
Totally.
But were pretty alcoholic.
What do you remember liking drinking? Do you remember what kind of parties and stuff you were going to?
Yeah, I think I had a good time.
Yeah.
I remember liking it. There wasn't many times where I would really like go overboard.
Nice.
I mean, there was definitely one party where I was trying to impress this guy I liked. And so I chugged all this vodka And then I got so drunk, I was like puking all night and like passing out.
That's impressive.
And I had to get carried home. Oh. And I remember being in my dad's arms. He was carrying me up to bed and I was like on the edge of passing out. And I was just saying, don't tell mum. And she was standing right next to him the whole time. And then the next day I got to school after the party and everyone's like, hey, Prue, lent you a hair tie on the weekend while you're spewing. And I was like, oh my God, what never happened? Again.
What happened with the guy?
We made out at that party. Okay, nice. And then I was so embarrassed I never talked to him again.
No.
I just ignored him.
Isn't that wild that it's a thing where it's like, if you can drink heaps, it's impressive. Like, where does that come from?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. And I still kind of feel like that sometimes. Yeah. Like being able to have, you know, if you have drinks after a gig, and I always feel like, okay, I can have a few beers and remain pretty tidy.
Yeah.
I feel like that's and impressive. And that's a point of pride for you? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
And not be like a sloppy drunk.
Man, because I remember having a night like that. Some friends, I guess someone's house was free, and these girls came around, and there was one girl that me and her had been texting.
Yeah.
So, and she was like another school, you know? And I was like, I reckon it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like I was feeling like it was, I can't remember if it was before or after this, but she sent me pictures of her boobs, you know?
Oh, yeah, great.
And I was like, dude, this is on. And then I got real drunk because I was so excited or like I was trying to impress them, but I was always a small dude.
Yeah.
And I just remember my friends always brought up later that I was vomiting in the toilet and just yelling her name, like vomiting, just going like, Sandra!
Oh, no.
But what is that thing? Where because it's like I didn't want to be drunk. I wanted to hook up with the girl.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But you want to also be the big man. Yes. That's like, yeah, I can meet the boys. I can match them.
Who weighs 48 kilos, you know?
Yeah.
Like a fucking psycho. Like,
yeah, a little twig trying to do it.
Did you find a new... Well, I mean, obviously you did. What was your new group of friends after you, like, had that after friend schoolies? Breakup? Was that a drinking group as well?
Yeah, my next group of friends, I kind of did have some friends from high school that carried on, and I had a friend from primary school. We didn't go to high school together, but we hung out.
Yeah,
we always hung out. It was like pretty innocent. We didn't drink that much. And then I went to uni and I made new friends at uni and we drank a lot.
Yeah.
And that was like the main activity that we did.
Yeah.
It was a lot of really full on.
Like at the uni bar. Did you go to uni in Brisbane?
Yeah, I went to UQ. So they had a pub called Red Rooms.
Oh, I did comedy there in 2013.
The Red Room. Wow. Oh, shit. 2013. Oh. I'm trying to figure out if I was still at uni then.
Yeah, I definitely did comedy there. I was in Brisbane for 10 days. I slept on Dan Raff's floor.
Wow.
He wasn't in his house. He was dating some, like I think 10 years older lady. Yeah.
Well, nice.
And he was at her place the whole time. And I didn't really know him.
And you still didn't sleep in his bed?
No, I just slept on the floor in like the lounge room for like a week, way too long. And his housemates just the whole time. And I was too poor, so I couldn't even go anywhere.
Yeah.
I was just sitting in their house.
Oh.
I think on the last day I was there, one of the housemates was like, we're going to a party. Do you want to come? I was like, please.
Please? Oh my God, I'm so alone.
Yeah, fuck. Okay, but so you went to UQ.
Yeah, so 2013, that would have been my last year of uni.
Yeah. Oh, so you met, I mean, you probably weren't at that gig, but
I
would have been at that gig when you were.
I'm sure I did see comedy there. I don't remember ever being good comedy.
I think that's very funny that you say that because I think that was the best gig I did that trip. I remember being like, that was sick. It was probably so bad.
Where I was like, it's really interrupting the drinking.
And I think I got $50 for that gig as well.
Oh, that's great.
At UQ.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
When did you move to Melbourne?
I moved to Melbourne, so I did uni, and then I worked for maybe 2 years as a like corporate tampana.
Yeah.
And then I went on a big holiday to Europe, and I came back, and I was so depressed at work. And then I applied for a job and moved to Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I had like no money at the time.
Yeah.
And I just, did it.
It sounds like you have a very healthy relationship with alcohol, to be honest. Like, no point in any of this have you said that you, like, drank too much, that you regretted stuff.
Mm.
You're probably the first person I've spoke to that I'm trying to think. So far, none of the stuff that you've said, I'm like, that sounds like insane or stupid or like a crazy story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've definitely drunk too much and regretted stuff.
Yeah,
but
sure.
It's not a regular occurrence.
Yeah.
And I think I'm pretty good at just being like, okay, well,
just push it on that pause down. For a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you do drugs or anything like that?
I've tried drugs, but they've just never really done much for me.
Mm.
Like,
man, you're so sensible.
Yeah, what's I'm your a sensible flaw, person. Like,
where's I've your, got so where's, many where's flaws. The weak point in your armor?
Oh, there's weak points.
No, I mean, man.
Sometimes it would be nice to have more of a vice.
Yeah, really.
Where you're like,
you don't really have vices?
Not like vices that seem like, you know, like just always having a drink seems like it'd be really effective.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Smoking. Actually, I always wished I'd smoked,
really?
I just never.
You never did.
Did.
Man, I smoke. I actually am very lucky. I smoke very casually.
Mm.
I can go for like weeks without a cigarette,
not
but then
it.
I'll have one, like it, and yeah. then go off. I feel like that's my superpower.
And I have always felt that I am and do have an addictive personality.
Yeah, really.
But I guess maybe I've just like replaced those sorts of addictions with like, you know, external achievement.
Uh-huh.
And like, you know. I've always been I studied for
you
so
study
long.
Like crazy?
I studied like crazy.
Really?
And
did you crush uni?
Work. Yeah, I crushed uni. I've got a PhD.
Oh, that's
oh,
right.
Yeah,
you
I'm
do.
A doctor.
That's right. You rode the buses.
rode
the buses.
I rode the
and
buses.
Asked people questions.
Yeah, yeah, I did that.
Yeah, that's fucking. I mean, I thought that was really cool. I was actually before you got here watching Still Not Bikes. Not just bikes. You know that town planning thing.
Mm.
I was watching those and like town planning videos. I fucking love that shit.
Town
man.
Planning's pretty cool.
It is. It's so cool.
It's funny the amount of people I've bonded with, like when they're like, oh my God, town planning.
Yeah, 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 totally.
Yeah, like, yeah, you just know kind of more about why a city works in particular ways.
I really want to ask you about the Melbourne Metro Tunnel.
Oh,
what do you know about it?
I did do a bid for it, but the company I was working for didn't get it to do the placemaking
I
and
love
stuff.
The Melbourne Metro Tunnel.
Do you reckon?
Crew.
It seems like the worst idea of all
does
time.
Does it? Well, tell me about it.
What? How
this
does
has
it...
not got anything to do with drinking, but I don't care.
How does it help you connect around the city? Like, one of the first things you learn in transport engineering is that as soon as someone has to make a transfer, so they have to go from one mode of public transport to another, you're like incredibly likely to just lose them to driving.
Oh, really?
It gets harder and harder for people to rationalize every connection that they have to make.
Interesting.
And the Metro Tunnel doesn't connect to the wider network.
Does it not?
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, the stations connect to the other train lines though.
The stations, do they?
Connect to the other train lines. It goes Arden and then at town, so at the library, it connects to Melbourne Central.
Swanston.
And at Town Hall, at the old Town Hall, all that area, it connects to Flinders Street.
And then down to Anzac Parade.
Yeah.
But I think you still have to get off that train.
That train and get,
and
on, get on a different train.
And get on a different
really,
train.
Really, you reckon you lose them?
You
I'm
lose
thinking like,
them.
Because in London, as an example, you've got like different train lines and you go like, you know, you're still on the metro system. But you go one train line to the next train line to the next train line. But you're never outside.
But and I guess what they have that we don't have is population density and then frequency of transport.
Yeah, yeah.
So the problem with our transport is because we don't have the population to sustain, you know, once every 2 minutes trains.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get off one train and then you have to wait.
You've got to wait another 10,
12
minutes.
And that adds so much time to your journey, factoring in.
I really don't want to spend too much time on this because I could talk so long about it. But what do you reckon would be a better solution then? I can't believe I'm just steering us off course.
Yeah, I think, I did my whole PhD on whether you could get people in Melbourne to catch the bus, and that was a wash. The answer is no.
No, you can't.
It would be pretty hard.
Uh-huh.
Basically, like when I was riding the bus talking to people, they said the only reason they would get the bus if it goes from basically right outside their door to right where they want to go.
Oh,
like,
man,
that's when they get it.
Happen.
And
how
that's
that
so rare.
It's because our population density is fucked, hey? Is that what it is?
And the sprawl.
The sprawl is a nightmare.
Yeah, the sprawl makes it really hard.
No.
So I think upping the frequency would be big. Trying to figure out those last mile connections so that people aren't kind of weighing up between, you know, I've got to walk a K to get to this.
Like Lime scooters at the bus stations or something like that.
Yeah, Lime scooters Silly and bikes things. And things that you can lock away.
Yeah.
Getting rid of that. But it's really tough for Australians.
Yeah, it's fucked. We're fucked.
Like I would struggle giving up a car. You don't have a car here.
No, I've never had a car.
Yeah, but you find it fine?
I find it fine. But when I move to the UK, I might get a car because the gigs that you can do. But, I mean, that's a comedy consideration rather than an – and their trains are fucked because they all got privatized.
They're so expensive, right?
Yeah, and they also strike like twice a month.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
it's insane.
So, yeah, you need a vehicle.
Yeah. What do you think about this drink?
I'm actually really liking it.
You're digging it?
Yeah.
I thought it was making me a bit burpy before, but actually I think it's fine now.
It leaves like a little like kind of residue on your lips.
Uh-huh.
Like a stickiness.
I like the aftertaste. I'm so skeptical of these alcohol-free spritzers because, like, what is the idea of these? It's like hard seltzer, but what makes it hard? The alcohol. So you take the hard away and it's not, but they're marketing a lot of them as like non-alcoholic hard seltzer.
Yeah.
It's like, what does that even mean?
I mean, I struggle to think when I would buy.
Yeah.
Buy this? Like, what occasion?
This is true.
I guess if I'm going to a party, I'd probably prefer like a heaps normal.
Right, the beers.
The beers.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was buying the Lyrebird version before my first show, so maybe I would get them.
Maybe you would.
But I preferred the Lyrebird one.
I haven't met anyone who prefer who would like buy these, but that sounds pretty close. Like I just am a beer drinker. I always was.
Yeah.
So when I quit, I was like, well, I'm going to drink the alcohol-free beers. Do you, when you drink, what do you drink when you drink?
It kind of depends. If I'm at a gig, I normally go for beer. Beer is my, I would say, safest drink because you just get full before you get drunk.
Totally.
So you're kind of like, okay, I'll have two and then I don't really want to bother.
It's, oh, I don't know. I feel like it's just the tastiest. Like I'm not
It's refreshing. That's what I like about it.
It gives you some kind of bitterness to fight against.
Yeah.
It's not like a cocktail that it's either too strong and you got to drink it slow or it's too sweet and you just
and
neck
just knock it back.
Yeah.
I always can pace myself with a beer and it feels like you kind of know where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, if I go into that third pint, I'm probably going to feel bad the next day.
Totally.
But two is fine.
Yeah.
But then like if I'm out at a restaurant, I probably go wine. Uh-huh. Love a good wine. Big wine fan.
Again, just across the board, sounding very healthy and normal. are you pretty happy with your relationship with alcohol? Have you ever thought you might want to change it?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. It's actually been interesting because like my partner, he's very introverted and just kind of hangs out at home.
Uh-huh.
And it's only been recently that I've noticed. I did a gig recently and they sent me a case of wine to say thank you, like six bottles of red.
Yep.
And he was like, yes, oh my God. And he doesn't even like red wine, but he'll just like keep drinking.
Yeah, right.
Or if I'm away, I'll get back and he's raided my whole, like I'll have a liquor cupboard with like, you know, vermouth and gin and stuff for cocktails.
Uh-huh.
And he's just gone through it
rinsed it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, wild.
He'll just keep, he likes to party and like we'll keep going.
Will he be drunk and you'll be sober?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that?
Oh, that's fine.
That's fine?
Yeah, I don't think, he's like nice when he's drunk.
That's
he's a little
so
party
nice,
boy.
Man.
It's, yeah, it's, it hasn't
do
been
you
an
just
issue.
Like, do you have to take care of him or are you like poking him and making fun of him when he's drunk?
He's, I wouldn't say we really have like a make fun of each other relationship.
Really?
Like it always shocks me when I see couples.
Yeah, right.
And they're like, fuck off, dickhead.
Having
like,
digs at
yeah,
each other
having
or whatever.
Digs all the time. I think our relationship is much more like gentle.
Being kind.
Yeah, it's like, I love you so much. You're such a little cutie.
Prue, I had no idea that you were this well adjusted. I'm not going to lie. I think you're doing, you know, like blackface. I think you're doing unhinged face.
When I'm on stage.
You're pretending to be. It's crazy, Prue. It's like, no, you're just like a kind.
Just
homely,
something like a nice life.
Yeah. Even that thing with your mum, like that your mum was sending you out with those like just like Sprites and stuff.
Yeah.
Is that drinking's not a big thing in your family either, I guess?
My mum doesn't drink at all.
Oh, wow.
And I remember we came down to Melbourne once. I was working in Bansdale doing like town planning placement there.
Yeah.
And then we came up to Melbourne and she came down and it must have been like my 19th birthday or my 20th birthday. And we went out for some cocktails and she got like a little bit drunk. And then she was just like, I'm hot. I need to lie down. I'm like feeling like, and I was like, oh, stop it. This is embarrassing. I thought I wanted to be drunk with you, but it's embarrassing.
Wow.
And I don't want it.
And she doesn't drink at all?
Not really. She'll have like a glass.
Right.
But she just doesn't really like it. My brother doesn't drink at all. My dad and I were always the big drinkers.
Is your dad a drinker?
No, he's kind of stopped.
Yeah.
We used to like drink a lot together. We went on a family trip to America, and one of the things they do in like American hotels is that they'll always have a happy hour between 5 and 6.
Okay.
And they'll just give you a free pint or like a free drink. And so we would try all the IPAs around. We were obsessed with the IPAs in America how like grapefruity they were.
I went to say yes, grapefruit but taste. I caught some of that stuff in my mouth. I went to go, ugh.
Yeah, it's really getting you on the burps, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a little bit.
It's busy.
So you just tried all these things with your dad. Was it nice to drink with your dad? Was that a
bonding we've
thing?
Always been more the drinkers of the family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's kind of stopped recently. He got a bit sick last year and then he kind of stopped after that.
Well, I guess all there is, do you have anything else you want to say? Do you feel like we've missed anything?
Oh, I mean, I feel great about my relationship with alcohol now.
Yeah, no, you're crushing it, dude. I think you're crushing it. You got moderation. You're not using it to like fucking cover up any bullshit or whatever.
No.
Like I think I just used to drink to cover up anxiety in social situations, but then I drink so quick.
I
was like, man, I'm drunk. You
know? I think I just feel anxious in social situations
and then I
just leave.
Oh, you just leave?
Yeah, I just leave.
Just go home and tell your boyfriend that you love him.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, I was like, oh, that was lame. And he's like, that's okay, cutie.
Oh, man, that's so sweet.
You're home now. Yeah,
you're safe.
Have a nice
this is our
time.
Place.
Yeah.
I'm drunk and that's okay.
Yeah, I'm
and
drunk.
We're just gonna
he's
hug.
Like, have a drink with me. Watch me play like Pokemon or whatever he's playing.
Do you do that? Do you watch him play games?
Yeah. That's probably the one time where we would talk shit to each other.
Really?
If he's like playing on the Switch.
How do you, what is he like losing?
Yeah. I'm like, why would you use this? There's no, this Pokemon's shit. Like, no type advantage. You're being annoying.
Do you play or do you just watch him play?
Yeah, I played. I played. That's been a nice, like, relaxing thing to play some games.
To play some games.
Yeah.
Even that, man, I never gave myself credit for this, but maybe I have an addictive personality because I started playing games in the pandemic and I got Civilization 6 and I put, like, 600 hours into that game.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm, like, taking my laptop and like playing at the airport before flights and I'm like getting to flights early so that I can just so that I can get in the lounge and play Civilization. And I had to delete Steam off my computer. I was like, I can't
it's too much time.
I can't do it, man.
Yeah.
I can't 600 hours.
It's a lot.
Imagine how much I could have fucking done.
Imagine
reading a book. Conceive of such a thing. Yeah, dude.
You could get through a few in 600 hours.
Yeah, so I couldn't do it. Yeah. Do you have anything you want to plug, man?
No, I guess festival is probably over and I don't have anything else.
Are you doing any other touring with this show? Do you have any idea?
I don't have anything planned at the moment. So just follow me on Instagram. It will be at Prublake Comedy and then you'll find out there. And sign up to my newsletter, I Shave My Legs for this.
Oh, yes. I've read a couple of those. They're great, man. Oh, yeah, they're real funny. Yeah. I think I still subscribe to it, but like most letters, I don't read.
That's what I expect. But check it out. Yeah.
Sick.
And I like having, you know, a backlog of things you can read. You could go deep.
Yeah.
On my life.
And for me, Aidan Jones Comedy, for all of my stuff, go on iTunes or Spotify. If you're liking this, give us 5 stars, your dog, and we'll catch you next time. Thank you very much for coming through, Blake.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
I've been Aidan Jones and I'm still not drunk.